Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what? I like my initials, you know.
HP.
H. Don't you think it just sounds smooth?
Yeah, HP.
HP.
Like, yeah, HP, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
so I got an H. Yeah.
H. No, I like H. I just call you H.
Yeah, Garnon.
I know. People call me D, you know. Do you know what it is?
Do you know what I call you? I used to say, yo, well, I got on DM like I sent text.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to say that to you all the time. Yeah.
But you know what it is? I find it very uncomfortable when people start calling me D. Especially during basketball. Yo, D. Like, bro, what do you mean? Like, don't.
Hey, D's in the back of you.
Look, D's supposed to be defense.
D's behind you.
Yeah, D's behind
you. No. Oh, it's back.
What?
It's
oh,
back.
Oh, the white button.
Yeah.
Oh, no, let's not use it. I've been enjoying myself just being free.
Yeah, yeah. Being a free spirit.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. Fair play.
But but you know, is it weird that I like it when people call me D? Even though I just said it annoys me. But now I can't.
Do you know what
like
it is, bro? You've got to be true to yourself.
Yes.
If you enjoy the feeling, the sensation you get from men calling you D.
Yes.
Then that's down to you.
Okay.
And whatever makes you happy.
Maybe not the sensation.
No, but because I feel like, okay, look, this, you know.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
No, we have to because
fine.
It's one of them days. All right, then. Yeah, boom, boom. I'll be honest, them shoes.
B30s.
No, can I be honest with you?
Can you shout me, bro? Like, just let's work together. Because, like, do you get what I mean? I'm wearing all your shoes and you don't even, like, check on
me. You know what? Yeah, you see how much you spent on them?
Yeah.
It doesn't even touch a crevice of their bank account.
No.
It means nothing to them.
No, but I've got, like, 5 pairs.
That, Jen, you know what that is?
That's still, they still haven't noticed.
How much it is for the butter for their bread.
Yeah.
Like, totally. It's, forget about it. Yeah, do you know what? I think, yeah, you see with, like, nicknames. Okay, cool. Say I first met you, yeah? First time I ever met you, right? You go by the name Darkest Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I call you Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Would you feel like I'm a beg friend? Or would you feel like, rah, okay, cool. This person has accepted me as one of theirs.
If you just start calling me Dark.
Yeah, like and I just shortened your name. Shorten your name straight off the back.
No, because I do that all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, like for example, like I think even Lara, I'd be like, I think the first time I met, I was like, yo, Lars. Lars.
Yeah,
Lars. You know what I mean? Like I shortening names is something I do regularly. So
but do you also think that it makes people feel comfortable? When someone shortens your name, it's like...
It has nothing to do with them, everything to do with me. It makes me comfortable.
All right, so like, you don't care about the other person, the recipient?
Literally never.
Recipient? Reciprocant?
Recipient.
Recipient.
Recipient, yeah.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I've struggled with English, man.
It happens, bro. You're fasting today, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and Eid might potentially be tomorrow.
Inshallah.
Where is time going?
So, time was here.
Yeah. Hey, brother, can I ask you a question? I'm 29. I turned 29 this year.
August. Damn.
Yeah. I'm turned 29 this year. So I'm 20, I'm 28 right now. I turned 29 in August. I'm 30 next year.
Mm.
I don't. Obviously, I don't want to say I want to die. But obviously, I want to be alive and not be 30. So, is there some sort of contract or something I can sign?
Yeah.
To just make me 29 forever.
So, if you want me to be honest with you,
please.
You are cooked. You're going to be an old man sooner than you think. I remember the days when I was 21. I used to laugh at people that were 30.
Mm.
Now I'm 34.
Yeah. Now you're up there, bro.
No, like, brother.
Like, you're older than your older brother.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm closer to a freedom pass than I am being a teenager.
Yeah.
Do you know how scary that is? Like, a freedom pass is round the corner for me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Yesterday, I went to the mosque, Lada Tukaduna, I'm praying. And my legs, they're giving way.
They are, yeah.
Do you know what? Like, it's like, hey.
No,
you go.
Left
leg was on it. It was doing a shaky.
Yeah, definitely.
And for me, I used to be an athlete. Because, you know, obviously, when you go and pray, especially when you're doing longer prayers in the mosque, it's kind of like you're an athlete.
Yeah.
It's endurance, stamina, willpower, all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to see it decrease.
Yeah, literally, bro. Because like even standing for so long, like, I'm getting weird pains in my knees.
The clicks? You get the clicks?
I've never had, I've been had clicks.
Oh, okay,
I'm telling you, my name is Dr.
When
Clicks.
When did you start getting clicks, though? Because I was getting clicks 1/8.
So I was getting the clicks two twos. Two twos is when the click started starting. And then obviously I thought it was just like a little rhythm that my body was playing. Because you know I'm very rhythmic.
How did the click go, though?
So it was like...
Okay, yeah.
So like when I sit down, I hear it. And when I stand up, it's like...
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
That's the Swahili kick.
Yeah, that's what
okay,
it is.
Okay, I know that one.
But you know what it is, bro? I feel like you are... Because, bro, there's... Do you know what gives me hope? The gym I go to, yeah? So when I go to the gym, there's this 70-year-old guy. He's 70. Literally 70 years old. He can lift more than me. He can do more push-ups than me, do more dips than me. He's a unit. And he doesn't even necessarily look wham. He's just strong. You know what I mean? So, and he's able, and even the way he talks to us, he's like, he's active, he's there. He's not like a, what did you say? He's not one of them guys. So he's pretty much active. So I'm like, okay, cool. So like, this is possible at that age. Do you get what I'm saying to you? So yeah, man, I just want to be this is what I'm saying to you. I want to be 8 years old doing backflips. It's possible.
Okay. Wait, there is a documentary that I watched, right, yeah? And I think everyone should watch it. It's called Live to 100, Secrets of the Blue Zones, yeah? And it was this documentary based around different places in the Blue Zones of the world. Like, so Japan and India, and it was people who were doing...
Blue Zones?
See, now I would pretend as if I know what that means.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Fair
now, that's the thing, but I'm not going to lie, am I?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to check what that means, all right? What do the Blue Zones mean?
Anyway, there's a lot of water.
Ooh.
Could be.
That is true.
It's a specific geographic region where people live significantly longer and healthier lives, often reaching ages 100 and older.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and honestly, yeah, I think you should watch it because it just made me think about what you were saying about wanting to be able to do backflips at 80.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are teaching you. Obviously, it's all down to God as well, but I think there is an environment that they've created for themselves that is less stressful.
Mm-hmm.
They are active. Their mind is in control rather than their body. There was a lady who was like, she was playing like table tennis with her, like her daughter, like great, 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 great granddaughters. Mm-hmm. She's like over 100, but she doesn't look a day over 70. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And it started to make me think like your mindset is what actually allows your body to either be long lasting or for it to have issues.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
So that documentary, I think you should definitely watch it. Because it'll put things into context.
Do you think London's a blue zone?
No, that one is the darkest of greys.
Yeah, that's
a grey zone.
It's a grey zone,
Living in London actually takes away 50% of your life.
It's a depressing city.
If you Google it right now, it says it.
Yeah. You just made that up right now, innit?
100%.
Yeah.
You know I lie a lot.
Because, bro, I'll be real with you. I think we spoke about this before.
Yeah.
But boldness. Bro, a lot of guys are losing hair now, you know?
Do you think it's down to the CO2 emission zones that have been labelled by Transport for London?
No, I think it comes down to my evil eye. I think it's just because, you know, I've been wishing on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've been like, oh, I hope it happens to you one day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying to you? And I've been sleeping on it, really, really praying, hoping that it happens to everyone. So, so I'm just joking. But yeah, but it's people that I'd never thought would start losing hair are now, you know.
Getting bald.
So I'm like, not you. But then I'm starting to think it's not a genetic thing with you because your dad has a full head of hair. My dad, God rest his soul, was bald, right? Yeah. But... yeah, I think it's London, man. I think it's something got to do in the air. I think it's the water. I think it's the water.
Because Sweden, you can drink from the tap.
Yeah.
Scotland, you can in certain places, you can drink from the tap.
London, we're just tapped.
No,
that's it, bro. We're just tapped. That's
but then also, I think like things like cancer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that happening in any African country. Like, I don't remember growing up and hearing this person had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
People live for a very... obviously, cancer can happen to anyone.
God knows.
However,
that's,
it can happen to anyone, yeah? But I don't think it's as common as it is over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's down to the food, radiation, whatever conspiracies that are out there.
Yeah.
I believe when you're in a place where it's like, you know, you've got greenery, you've got lovely air that's not polluted, you know, mm-hmm. you've got food that is cooked healthy without mad amounts of oil and everything like that. I just think you'll live longer.
Yeah.
Permitted, obviously, again, Allah knows
God
best.
God knows, yeah.
Allah knows best. But within that, I think that your body just becomes much more of a temple. It's more cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And then get me, I think you should watch this documentary. It's very good.
Okay, what's it called?
I just told you, but you didn't listen. And Blue it's Zone? Fine. Live to 100, Secrets of the Blue Zones.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and do you know what? If you ever watched a documentary, yeah, and it's made you want to change your life, but then you go on your phone and you go back to normal.
I don't like documentaries in general. I'm not really a big doc guy. It's boring, man. I don't like it.
So you like fake reality?
Basically, yeah. I like fictional stuff that people can get creative with. You know what I'm saying to you? You can't get creative with a documentary because now you're just following a script of something that actually happened. I think things that actually happen aren't that interesting.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Actually, no. Some movies that are based on true movies are like true stories. I think they're good. But it's not a documentary though. Because even then,
Did you watch Last Dance? What was that then?
Michael Jordan.
But what was it though?
The basketball thing.
But what was it?
Basketball.
But what was it? What form of?
Oh, that was a documentary.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. No, but of course. But that doesn't mean I like documentaries now, just because I've watched one. Like, okay. For example, bro, I hate ketchup. Yeah. But I only hate ketchup because I've tried ketchup.
Wow, that was profound.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, have you ever, someone ever told you
yeah.
that you're super, super stupid?
Why?
Has anyone ever said to you, you're so stupid?
Yeah, but like not in the actual way, like I'm actually dumb. I'm not dumb. I'm dopey, but I'm not dumb.
I wouldn't say you're dopey.
I am dopey.
Yeah, you would. You,
yeah, yeah,
you
I'm are, dopey. I'm a clumsy motherfucker.
I think I'm stupid.
No, you're not stupid.
But I'm smart.
You just don't know shit.
See, that's the right way to put it. I actually just don't know nothing. You know what I think as well? Yeah, I think my brain has, I'm saving knowledge for when I get older to combat loss of memory. So I can't keep all information in because it's going to start spilling out my ears.
Yeah.
So I think I've told my brain enough's enough.
Yeah.
So my brain has a bouncer. Yeah. Has a bouncer that isn't letting anyone come into the club anymore.
Yeah.
So what I've learned about life, it's stuck. It's stuck there. I don't have any, you can't come in there no more. Like, it's at full capacity.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Unless people start coming out,
yeah.
you ain't coming in.
Yeah, first.
Do you get me? So I think that's where my brain's at right now.
No, you're good, man. You're a smart guy.
No, ish.
What's 7 times 8?
That's a good question.
No, generally, what's 7 times 8?
What is 7 times 8? 7 times 7 is 40.
Is that how you do it?
9.
Yeah.
So it'll be 56.
Well done. There we go, man.
56.
Yeah.
What's 2 times 2 divided by 6 plus 5?
What's 2 times 2 divided by 6? 6, so that's 4 divided by 11. That's 4/11, which could also be...
I don't even know the answer. I just said numbers.
Yeah,
but this is the thing, 11. Yeah. So like mathematics is something I've been teaching my son. You know I'm going to go over this.
Yeah.
I slapped him in his face because he was reaching for gun.
Oh my God. I didn't know you were going to rap. Oh, I didn't know you were going to rap.
He want to be a student, but I ain't teaching him none.
Yeah.
Someone said this to me the other day, actually, one of my top close friends, yeah? You think I'm going to rap, innit?
I'm not.
One of my friends said to me, he was just like, I love the way the podcast is going, yeah? But you lot have forgotten the heritage of who you guys are.
What does that mean?
We're not rapping enough.
Rapping, yeah. But you know what it is though, bro? It's hard to rap with no food in my system right
now. Yeah, be honest, that's the truth. I ain't got the energy to think about bars right now.
It's true, innit?
It's
just, I ain't got the energy to think about bars right now. I ain't got the stamina to drive cars right now.
Yeah.
I'm not in space to drive stars right now.
Yeah.
My girl Jupiter, I ain't on Mars right now.
Yeah. Trying to get a feature from Lars right now.
Got stabbed in my leg, I got scars right now.
Ooh.
You may have won the battle, but we're in wars right now.
Yeah. Trying to go to travel, but it's fars right now. Yeah, so obviously, the Oscars were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched Sinners?
Of course I have.
Michael B. Jordan won an Oscar. First Oscar.
He deserves it, bro.
Incredible.
He deserves
it. I also think that Michael B. Jordan, yeah.
I'm trying to keep you alive, boy. You ain't to question me. Come on, bro.
He played that role incredibly well. Like,
you guys twins? Nah, we cousins.
Yeah. Bro, it was He's so good. It was so good. But I'm super happy for him, yeah? Obviously, I met him early on in his career. You think I'm lying, innit?
No, I believe you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I used to do a lot of press junkets. And I met him when he did Creed. And he did another film with Jamie Foxx. I actually met Jamie Foxx as well, but I was starstruck. Anyway, one thing I really loved about him is how humble he is, even when people tell him he's great. And I remember him saying to me once, yeah, he was like, I haven't achieved what I want to achieve yet to be labeled that. I now believe that he can now be labeled a great actor.
He is a great actor.
No, but there's a difference.
Yeah.
When you win an award, especially an Oscar, and he won NAACP award, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Won a BAFTA.
Yeah.
As well. Like that film, I think there's always that one film that can just take you to that next level.
I loved
Sinners. Even though you've been working really, really hard, like I loved watching Fruitvale Station. Mm-hmm. That's one film that actually made me cry because it's based on a true story as well. Mm-hmm. He was in The Wire as well. Done really well in Creed. Done so well. You didn't watch that.
Well, I watched The Wire. Say, well, Marlo, Chris, Snoop.
I sometimes need to know. You are someone that can be sarcastic.
Avon Barksdale.
Mm-hmm. Stringer Bell.
Stringer Bell. Oh my days.
Brother Muzone.
Brother Muzone.
That's how you say it in Swahili.
Okay, we're in London, bro.
Oh, okay, but I'm just being no one. To my he's African. Not Swahili. I'm nothing. Speaking to my Africans. Swahili.
Bro, you want to go to war with Muzon? That brother got more bodies than a Chinese
Omar
cemetery.
Coming, yo.
Look, brother Muzon, he got more bodies than a Chinese cemetery.
Yeah, crazy.
That means just don't mess with him.
Don't mess with him.
Yeah. Nah, do you remember Slim Charles?
Slim Charles,
that was my guy, man.
Far from slim though.
Yeah, he was slim. He was a tall, lanky, skinny guy.
That's okay. You know what I'm thinking about?
Who?
See the names? I've forgotten them. Slim Charles. He always had some profound thing to end the scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, them niggas saying we gotta go get it. That's what the boss said.
The thing about the old days, they the old days.
Yeah, bro. It's all. No, do you know what I was thinking about? What's his name? Prospect, what's his name?
Oh, Proposition Joe.
That's Proposition it, Joe. Proposition Joe.
Yeah.
Slimy motherfucker.
Yeah, Prop Joe.
Yeah, Prop Joe. Prop Joe. Chris, Snoop.
Imagine a guy being called Proposition Joe.
Yeah, no, bro, mental. But anyway, going back to Michael B. Jordan, I'm super happy for him. I think that now he's cemented himself he will be remembered as an icon now. The roles that he's taken have not been easy as well.
Mm.
He's really smashed it.
Yeah.
But if you... we're going to win an Oscar, right? And you believe that if you did this role, it would be the greatest role ever.
Mm-hmm.
What role would it be? Like, set the scene for what type of Oscar you would win. Would it be for best actor?
Best supporting actor.
Okay, and then what would it be? Like, let's paint the picture for the people that's listening and watching right now.
Okay, the best supporting actor. So basically, bro, I want to be not the main, but I want to be the main's best friend that is in the whole movie, but then dies at the end, maybe just, or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Just, I want to be that ride out guy.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Yo, we about to go get the blah, blah, blah. Who's driving?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So let's paint the scene. We need to dissect this, all right? All
right, cool.
So, the movie title.
Mm-hmm.
What we call in the movie?
One Hit Wonder.
One Hit Wonder. Mm. So that can mean anything.
That can mean anything.
That could mean, it could be sports. It could be one chance to survive. Okay,
or
cool.
You hit him once and you wonder where he is.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Don't let me get...
No, because I can see where you're going now. Okay, so One Hit Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Who's directing it?
Martin Scorsese.
A Scorsese film is a serious
one. Scorsese, yeah.
All right, so Martin Scorsese...
Oh, no, even better. Nicholas Omelano. Mm-hmm.
With a duo with Scorsese or just him on his own?
Just him on his own.
Okay, so Nicholas Omelano.
When Nico puts his mind to something...
He creates movies.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and then what's the synopsis of the film?
Okay, so synopsis of the film is I'm not the main character. Not the main character, I told you.
Okay.
So someone else, let's say you're the main character.
Okay.
You can be the main character. What's your name? Would you want to, I'll let you pick a name. What's your name?
Jamison.
Let's be serious now.
Jamison. Yeah.
Okay. So
but you can call me Jay.
Okay, yeah, Jamison. Yeah. All right, cool. So I think something may have happened to you. I mean, maybe like you were an ex-OG or something like that of a gang.
So I've just come out of jail.
Okay, no, you didn't just come out of jail, but you've been in jail.
I've been institutionalized for a very long time.
5 years ago. 5 years ago. 5 years ago, you were in jail for 10 years.
And am I getting my life together?
You are now in a position where you have finally got your life together. You have settled down. You got a missus and you got one on the way.
And I know where this is going.
And you got one on the way. Yeah?
There's one score that can change the rest of our lives.
There's one beef you didn't settle.
Okay.
From years back. Okay. You don't even remember it. That's how much you don't even remember it.
Okay.
You're walking one day. You're completely fine, right? Someone infiltrates your marriage, acts like they're your friend. You don't remember them. They make sure you don't remember them. They introduce themselves to you. Yo, I'm this, looks at you. As soon as you're saying, nice to meet you too, they know they've got you. Da da da, you lot are best friends. He doesn't affect you. He says, yo, after everything you've done to me, you've ruined my whole life. I'm gonna destroy everything around you before I kill you. That's his whole plan.
Mm.
So what happens now? He invites you over to dinner. He invites you and your missus over to dinner. Blah, 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 blah. You go to his house. He gives your wife a drink, gives you a drink. Your drink has no poison in it. Her drink does. She drinks the poison, kills your kid. You find out what happens.
Okay, so she drinks the poison, kills my kid. Baby on the way. Two of them are dead.
Yeah, she's in hospital.
Okay.
But she just found out you lost the ute. Mm-hmm. And you were really looking forward to the shoot. You're 45, bro.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like, you ain't got long left anyways. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Then you now put two. And then while you're in the hospital, you get a text. You get a text from your friend. You get a text from my man saying, yo, I hope she liked that drink.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Bro. Okay. Now, as much as this is an incredible story, yeah, where the hell are you in this?
I know I'm coming. So I know, and then now, as you're in the hospital, you're like, you walk out the thing. You walk out the hospital doors.
What's your name?
Ooh. Ooh.
Because we're about to get into the scene right now.
Mm-hmm. Junebug. Are we American or are we?
You already know.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we straight American.
All right, cool. Wait, hold on. Let me act like you're making a phone call.
All right. Wait, hold on. I need to tell the doctors I got to leave. Baby, I'm here for you. I got you. I just got to make a call. Doctor, you make sure you call me whenever anything happens, okay? Okay? These niggas got me fucked up.
Fuck this nigga want. You.
Yo, Junebug.
What up? Big dog.
What's up, man? You good?
I'm good.
You got a second?
What, you need to talk?
Yeah, I need to fucking talk to you, man. Make sure nobody can hear my call right now.
Hold on. Yeah. Like, yo, Carmen. Will you step out quickly? I gotta holler at my boy. Got you. Talk to him.
Man, I don't know how to say this to you, but you know.
Talk, nigga.
Man, who the fuck you talking to?
Like my bad, that? My bad.
Don't let that weed fuck you up, bro.
Man, you know I ain't gonna stop.
Put that weed down, man.
It's down, it's down.
Listen, we got a situation, man. You know, I've been out of the box right now for like 5 years, man. You know, I've been keeping my head down.
You ain't gotta tell me, nigga.
Yeah, I've been keeping my head down, trying to focus primarily on my kid. Mm. I ain't got a kid no more, man. Yeah.
What you mean you ain't got a kid no more?
Man, I said I ain't got a kid no more, man.
Meaning what?
Man, I kid my kid dead, man. Yeah.
Oh.
Shit happened, man.
My bad, homie. I'm sorry to hear that. But you had a miscarriage?
Nah, nigga. Something else happened, man. So, you know, I've been telling you about this cat I met, man, from the West Coast. He came over to me. He's talking about he got business opportunities and shit.
Yeah.
Bought him over for dinner.
What he got to do with this?
I'm going to tell you the story if you don't fucking listen.
My bad, homie. Damn. Talk to him.
So yeah, I invited him over to the crib. We chilling, you know.
To your crib?
To my crib, nigga. I don't know what it was. You know, since I changed. You know what it is, nigga? Since I changed. I don't know. It's like I lost my spark. Anyway, I invited him over for dinner. You know, Louisa, she cooked a mean dinner and all that stuff. And I had gone to the toilet quickly.
Boy, he put his hands on him?
Nah, nigga, he didn't do that. He must have messed up the drink. Man, cut long story short, but man, Louisa drank a drink, man. And it We've got to stay in character.
No, you can't say Louisa drank the drink, right? Drank the drink.
Listen, we got to stay in character. Wait, hold on. Cool. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, Louisa drank, man. She drank the drink.
You fucked up for me.
You messed up for me.
Oh, I'm doing. 3, 2, 1.
I know. Louisa drank. It's like, I can't do it. All right, cool. So hold on. Let me get back to character.
3, 2, 1. So she had some of that drink. And I started to see the way she operated and was
different. What she drank?
You know, she a cognac girl.
Nigga, she pregnant. Why?
We from Memphis, Tennessee, y'all. Just what we do. Anyway, nigga, she drank a drink, and then this nigga go, I gotta leave.
All right.
I get to the hospital, nigga. I get a text from him saying, oh, I hope your wife enjoyed that drink.
One. Nigga, what?
1-0, nigga. He counting the scoreboard.
You sure it was him?
Oh, my dead mama.
Nigga, are you sure? I mean, did the doctors tell you anything?
Nigga, I'm telling you what I know. How many times I've been wrong about some hood shit? Nigga, I know what's going on. How many
I mean, you right. On, I just want to make sure we get the facts straight before
so, nigga,
we go,
this
you
is
know.
Why I'm calling your... Man, look, I told you I don't want nothing to do with these streets no more. I told you I don't want no guns no more, no drugs no more. But, nigga, they try to kill my little boy, man.
Nigga, I'm going to tell you one thing.
Nigga, we was going to have a boy.
Nigga, give me a sec. Listen, what you want to do?
Man, I want carnage. I want his mama. I want his daddy. I want his neighbor. His
what
gardener.
You know about this nigga? What he drive?
He driving a fucking Ford, a Subaru, hatchback with a 2-tone dial on the back of it, and it's got APF on the bottom bonker of it.
I mean, you got an address on this little nigga?
Well, I know where he hang. You know Crenshaw by the boulevard by the six
nigga,
pants.
I'm there now. That ain't nothing but 5 minutes.
Yeah, he got a little toupee on. He lost his head. But
what's his name again?
DeMarcus.
DeMarcus, all right. Well, yeah. I'm going to ask around and see if I can find this little DeMarcus.
Nigga, we got to get to action. It's gun time.
Nigga, as soon as I see this nigga, you know me. One of my guys bring two
don't
guys.
Don't say a word, nigga. Don't say a word. As soon as I get out of this hospital, I'm going to put him in the hospital.
Nigga, listen to me. Listen. You listening?
I'm listening, nigga. Man, I'm just emotional right now, nigga.
In words of old Solo, one of my guys bring two guys. Two of those guys bring three. Three of those guys bring four guys, yeah, and four guys come back and alert
yeah, Nick.
Me.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. But listen, the doctor calling me right now. I got to stop. I got to go, man.
Wait, now, Nick, hey, call me back in like 10 minutes. I'm going to make some calls.
Man, I got you, Nick.
I got you, bro. God damn. I don't think that was that horrible.
No.
Maybe a little tweaks in like, you
so
know what
I
mean?
Think we deliberated for a bit too long, God.
Way too long.
But in terms of...
But at the end of it, I wasn't even having fun anymore.
Yeah. At the end of it, for me, I just wanted to get straight to the guns.
Generally,
do you know what I'm trying to say? But I think... So, yeah, that would be a good premise of the film. So, one hit wonder. Essentially, mm-hmm. what it means is you... Now, we've set the scene. I'm getting back on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be my guy. You're going to guide me back into where I haven't been. Because you're still there.
Yeah.
You're still
in
the streets.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and things that have changed.
Now, my the kid's dead.
Mm-hmm.
What happens with my wife now?
Okay, your wife is in hospital the rest of the movie, because she's still very ill.
She's ill.
She's very ill.
So this is on the span of maybe 2 to 3 days.
And your wife looks at you and says,
don't do nothing
no,
stupid.
No. Not even do anything stupid. You show her the text. You now come back into the hospital. She shows her the text. Like, for example, let's say I'm your wife now.
But you know what you got to do?
Mm.
You got to say, babe, what's wrong?
Okay, yeah. Of course, yeah, of course, bro. I'm going to be all right, babe. You good?
Sorry, babe, I just woke up.
I've been watching you sleep.
Yeah, look, baby, you know how much I love you, and I'm always going to tell you the truth.
Mm. What did you give me?
Nah, babe, I ain't getting nothing, man. You ain't gonna see me for like 3 days, maybe four.
Why is that?
I'd rather just show you, baby.
Can you bring the phone a bit closer? I'm sorry, I can't move. Who's that? What? Why is he concerned about my drink? Did he give me something?
He tried to kill you and our baby, man.
But why would he do that? We just met
that nigga gonna die, baby. That's why. Now look,
do you know him?
I don't know him, but I gotta leave her, baby. Okay. You be alright, okay?
I'ma be alright, but let me tell you something. You remember how it was when we first met?
I do.
You remember who you was?
I know.
And you remember how you made me that promise that you'll never go back to being that guy?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you're going to have to go back to being that guy for 3 or 4 days.
And that's what I'm talking about, baby. That's why I love you so
gotta
much.
You got to look after the family.
Yeah.
I'm going to be all right.
Your uncle still got them things?
Yeah, he got everything. I'm going to be good. I'm going to call my sister over. I'm going to call my mama. I'm going to be
you.
Good.
I got you. Well, baby, I got
to
go.
Do what you need to do.
I got to go, but I promise you, the next time you see me, I'm going to have another body.
All right, just one last thing.
Yeah.
The Beretta under the bed. Use that.
That's your daddy's gun.
I know. It's only right. He stopped you from being a daddy.
That's your daddy's gun. That's your daddy's gun.
He stopped you from being a daddy. Come on, bro.
This is cinematic.
I think I played the wife better than I did.
No, you played the wife so much better than... No, do you know what it is? It's easy to play nonchalant.
Yeah, I know.
But you was literally...
I was in there.
No, I was in there.
I was holding it as well. And this as well, just holding my stomach.
You didn't get shot there, though.
No, but the baby just died. Yes. The baby just died. Oh, I just lost the heat, bro. I'm just rubbing my belly. And plus, I just ingested poison, so of course my stomach's going to hurt.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
How does the story end then?
Story ends with...
I'm so invested in this story, you know?
No, but the story ends with... So the final scene would be you find DeMarcus. He's in a warehouse. He's got his own drug empire that he runs. You and your friend, who was me, run into the place with like 3 other guys, right? We finally get the drop on him. We kill everyone. Now it's just you and my man. I'm on the floor. I've got a bullet wound in my leg and in my shoulder. I give you the last clip and I say, go find him. Yeah? You go. He manages, you lot scrap. He has you on the floor. He's about to kill you. The wife comes, shoots him in the back of the head.
See, that movie would
when did she get out of the hospital?
Yeah. That movie would end up on Timu.
Yeah.
That's a Timu movie. Because, like, imagine she comes with a drip and everything.
No, but at that time, like, she's already been...
Best thing, I think, I'm about to die. Your last... Because you're basically X'd off. Mm-hmm. Your last shot is you shooting him in the back and he drops on me. And then I take him off me and I try to save you, but you're gone.
Yeah.
You owe me in the next life, brother. and the movie.
Nah, that movie, nah, that's a Snapchat movie.
No, because, okay, no, cool. Yeah. The wife coming in and shooting him, yeah. Timu.
You think so?
That's Timu. Like, okay. Yeah. She's fucked. She can't move.
Yeah.
Where has she, how does she know where you are?
Yeah.
How does she know where to get a gun from? Because you just took the bro.
What about if your wife shoots you?
And she was part of the plan.
And she was part of the plan. And she wasn't ill.
Then, not only she was never Oscar.
She was never pregnant.
It was all a ploy.
It was all a plot. He probably just gave her something to make her like stomach, do you know what I mean? Just to make her a bit nauseous.
But we have to act out the last scene then.
Oh my God.
We have to act out the last scene.
Mm. All right.
You killed my family, nigga. Now I'm about to kill you, nigga.
Poop. Oh!
But I just got shot. Don't laugh at me, I just got shot.
Why are you breathing like that? Oh, no.
Babe. What the fuck you doing?
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
What the fuck you doing? You just shot me.
Get up, babe. You good? No, I got him. You gonna be all right.
What the fuck, baby?
I was never your baby. No, Harry, stop looking at me like that, man. Harry, stop looking at me like that, man. Harry, I can't do it. Harry, I can't. I can't physically do it. I can't have you looking at me like that. Because why are you looking deep into my eyes? I can't.
Because I can't believe you just did this to me. All right, guys. Okay, look, so one hit wonder,
yeah. Give me time to actually write out the script.
Yeah, okay.
I need a free five.
Yeah, yeah.
And two cappuccinos and maybe a boost.
Yeah, like, I think if we can get this in the right hands, this could be an incredible movie.
I'm telling you, bro.
I'm sold.
I think we could be great movie writers.
Maybe not actors.
No, actors, I can act. If you generally told me to act, bro, I'll act.
Yeah, okay, cool. Generally. All right, cool. So,
but I want to be in a sitcom more than a movie.
I've stopped.
By the way, have you ever watched Friends?
Come on, brother.
Okay, so like, if you had to make your own version of Friends, so you need two other guys and three girls, who would you pick to be in that show with you?
Good question. Nella Rose.
Mm-hmm.
I would then get... I'd have Specs. Because Specs reminds me of Chandler.
No, I think I'm more Chandler-like than anything else. Chandler's sarcastic, isn't it?
Yeah, but Chandler's never serious. When you think
when
about
am I
it.
Serious?
You are serious.
Sometimes.
Exactly. So Chandler.
But the thing is, Chandler's my favorite out of the bunch. So,
you want to be Chandler?
I want to be Chandler.
Okay, cool. But I didn't say you was going to be in it, though.
Fine. Okay, without me.
Yeah.
But just give Chandler to someone who deserves
you
Chandler.
You can be in it.
Thanks.
So Chandler would be you.
Thanks.
I would... Okay, do you know what? Joey would be Specs.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Rachel. No. She's not a Rachel.
Who's not a Rachel?
Nella's not a Rachel.
Nella's not a Rachel at all. Nella's a Phoebe.
She is a Phoebe. Yeah. Nella's a Phoebe. And then I'd get... It's difficult to pick.
Who'd be your Monica?
Who would I be then?
Ross.
So who'd be my sister?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Who would be my sister?
Can be American as well.
Oh, American?
Yeah. You know, I think it would be really good.
Yeah.
Random. Zoe Spencer.
Who's that?
You don't know Zoe Spencer? Oh, no. I think she's a streamer. I don't watch streams, but I see her on TikTok sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
She's funny.
Okay. And then I think I'd have Speed.
Speed would be a great Joey.
Yeah, Speed would be a great Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll be it. And then for my Rachel,
Rachel would be hard finding a Rachel.
It's difficult.
Because that's someone you'd have to be in a relationship with. I mean, at some point. Yeah. By the way, there's this whole, I want to talk about this. So hold on.
I like how we have.
No, I'm sorry. It goes left.
No, it goes. I like that.
I'm telling you, because something crossed my mind. So now, when Ross and Rachel were first going out in Friends, when they were first dating. So basically, it got to a point where Rachel got a new job. And in this new job, there's this guy called Mark, who Ross meets and says immediately, yo, and by the way, Mark's the one that got her the job.
Yeah.
Mark met Rachel in a restaurant, says, yo, you work in fashion? I work in fashion, come work. Bloomingdale's. Called Bloomingdale's. So imagine she tells Ross now, oh, I met this guy in the diner today. He got me a job working in fashion at Bloomingdale's. And Ross was like, oh, he just randomly gave you a job. He's like, yeah, he wants to have sex with you. And then she's just like, what? Like, she didn't believe him. And then Ross was like, trust me, bro, he wants to clout you. You know what I mean? He wants to have sex. So then Ross meets this Mark guy and then he becomes very, very needy. I'm just going to speed past it here so you can understand. So he becomes very, very obsessive and like jealous over this Mark guy because Rachel's seeing him every day at work and he knows that this guy is trying to be like,
I remember this episode, by the way.
You remember, right?
Yeah.
So cool. So now he, like, after so many episodes of him feeling jealous and the ups and downs between him and Rachel, she kind of convinces him nothing's going on, blah, 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 blah. Until he believes it and then he goes back to being his jealous self. And then because of that jealousy, Rachel says, I think we need some time apart because now you're coming to my workplace, you're really affecting my life and like you're having a problem with the fact that I'm actually found something I love doing, we need some time apart. Ross was like, he just leaves, right? So he goes to a bar, he gets drunk, yeah? And then there's this one girl he meets a girl at the bar. Doesn't do anything at this point, yeah? Doesn't do anything, just conversation, blah, blah, blah. He then calls Rachel. Literally the same night, he calls Rachel. He's like, yo, babe, I'm sorry. Like, what were we doing? Separation. Rachel's like, yeah, you're right, babe. I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't know what I meant. Let's just get back together. And he was like, I love you. I love you too. Like, amazing. Oh, who's that in the background? Oh, Mark's here. Mark's in the apartment now. Mark's in the apartment. Why is, like, Mark's in the apartment. So now, he's drunk. And he's just heard the guy he was jealous about this whole time, this main part of the problem, is now in my house. He's not even at work anymore. The minute we break up, you're out of my crib. You know what I mean? So he's like, all right, cool. I got it. Fuck you, kind of. Puts the phone down. He carries on chatting to that girl. Has sex. He somewhat steps out of his relationship, right? He has sex. Rachel doesn't forgive him for that. I think she should. Because why I think she should is because... You made this guy seem like, you made me seem like I was crazy for thinking this guy was onto you. You painted me out to be the nuts guy, the psycho, right? Then the minute we separate, that same night, he's in my house. You mix that anger with a bit of alcohol, you get a bad decision. You get what I mean? That's why I did what I did. Because we were just about to get back together. And now this guy's in my house. I'm angry, I'm drunk. There's this Lengo in front of me. I have to do what I have to do. He wakes up next morning. He's like, what did I just do? Do you know what I mean? Regret, bare regret. Rachel comes over. She loses her mind. And now she's the victim. I don't think she's the victim. I don't think what he did was wrong.
Yeah.
But I think she should have forgave him.
Okay, it's tough, yeah? Because I remember that episode as well, yeah? I think, yeah.
And technically they were separated.
Yeah, technically. But the thing is, he could see already, right? What the situation was. He knew that this guy... Obviously, Rachel's great at her job, but at the same time, he finds her attractive. So he's going to fast track that situation, get her where she needs to get to so he can get where he wants, right? She couldn't see that. She looked at it like, you're being jealous. I'm actually good at my job. This guy's just being nice to me, right?
All fairness to Rachel, she wasn't trying to beat either. She wasn't trying to clock.
But where she probably went a bit left is the fact that he was in the house.
She let him in.
He don't need to be there.
Yeah.
And he was trying to clock. Yeah, of course. But that...
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Confirms
his suspicions.
His suspicions. However, to get yacked and then to then obviously get a call and be like, oh, I can hear my man. For you to go and you've basically, because remember, you don't know if they've clarted. You don't know. All you know is that he's in the house, right?
Your mind wanders.
Yeah, but your mind wanders, but it wandered so far that it wandered into some pussy.
Yeah.
It wandered that far, it went into some pussy. And then you felt bad. The thing is, if he felt it was justifiable, then cool. But he knew he fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she shouldn't have literally forgave him because she technically didn't do nothing wrong. Apart from
she didn't do anything.
You can understand.
She
but,
let my man into the house. Okay, that's wrong.
You can understand, but you don't have to forgive. If that was the other way around, this is what I always say. Yeah, if it was the other way around and it was you,
okay. If there was a girl that my missus was jealous of for about 6 months.
No, forget about that. Let's not hypotheticals. Let's actually. If it was exactly that, and then the girl came to your house, yeah, your girl calls you and goes, babe, I'm sorry.
I've been acting like a mad jealous bitch. Sorry. That's
then,
not
and
me.
Then she hears, I just love you so much. And then she hears
the girl in the house, in my house.
Yeah.
Bro, I'll be honest with you. If she said I was drunk, I did something stupid because of that, I would still be angry, yes. I'd still be like, fuck you, blah, 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 blah. We might even break up. But I would understand.
You can understand it, but don't I'm not. It's not a forgiving thing. You can't, bro. So because I heard someone, I then go, all right, say no more. That's me being quote unquote insecure enough to go, well, I don't even know if you've done it, but I'm going to do it. So because that's going to try and make me feel better.
The guy's in my house. It's not a random brother. No, it's not Chandler. It's not Joey.
No,
it's not any of your bridges.
He clarted to make himself feel better. That's why he was like, fuck it, I'm doing it. Yeah. It wasn't because of, okay, obviously it had something to do with the fact that there's a guy in the house, but he did it to make himself feel better. Woke up in the morning, felt like shit. So Rachel was probably thinking, you couldn't even come and talk to me and find out what was going on.
I've been trying to talk to you for the past 6 months about this guy and you wasn't listening.
Okay.
Are you taking a piss?
It wasn't 6 months, it was like about a few days.
It wasn't a few days. She had to drop for time. It was a whole season, bro.
Yeah.
But obviously you know how they stretch out a whole season in their time it's months.
You know what
I mean? So she's had this job for time. You get what I mean? So she's had it for time, blah, 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 blah. Then in that whole time, he's like, I don't like this Mark guy. And she's like, you're crazy, da, da, da. He's just a work friend. He doesn't want anything. If anything, he has a girl, blah, 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 blah. The minute they break up, Mark calls her. What? I'm coming over right now. And you know what it is? Mark comes over and he says to her, yeah, I think Mina should just have sex. He generally puts it on the table.
Yeah.
Ross was right that whole time.
No, he was right. But the thing that she's in the wrong for is when she breaks up with him, why are you calling Mark?
This is what I'm saying. Maybe Mark called her. I don't remember who called who, but I think Mark called her. And then I think she was just crying on the phone. And he was like, what? I'm coming over. He sees, this is why guys are fucking, I hate men.
Yeah. That window
men
of opportunity was
that
mental.
That little chink in the armor. If they see a little crack in the mirror, they're diving through that. You know what I mean? So immediately he came over to the house. She then lets him in.
Mm.
She then lets him in. And then she's hearing him out. And he actually tries to, you know, put sex on the table. And she says no. She says no, blah, blah, blah. But you have to see it from Ross's perspective. His eyes.
I hear it, but broski. The guy there I was is no like.
If, okay, let's say he asked her, "Yo, did you the guy's on my house right now? You did you not have sex?" She says no. If he doesn't have to believe her now, because now
but,
you just made
but
me
do you
believe.
Know what is? The trust is already broken. But the simple fact that
the trust was broken when you let him into the house.
Yeah, but then also you fucked out on her. Like
yes.
You, like both of you lot are quote unquote in the wrong, but he's more in the wrong than her because she hasn't physically done anything with my man.
Mm-hmm.
You have. Mm-hmm. You've a randomer as well. Not even someone that you've known for.
By the way, it's the girl from the Xerox place. That's what her name is. Okay. She doesn't have a name. Her name's called, there's a girl from the Xerox place.
But that's my thing.
Yeah, I
feel like they're both in the wrong, more him than her, 100%. Like,
it is a bit more on him, but I don't think that's because they were in the separation phase. They were just about to get together.
So they did nothing wrong then?
Yeah, so they were still. And why he always says, have you ever heard that phrase?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were on a break. We were on a break.
But the thing is, if that's the case, then she's done nothing wrong.
I didn't say she did anything wrong. But I'm saying what Ross did wrong is not as bad as someone just cheating.
I think it is. I'm telling you. Okay, put it this way, yeah? It's not. You're right. Because it's different. It's like they weren't together.
It was the same day. They broke up the same day and they called each other the same
day. That's why it's dark.
Yeah.
Because it's the same day.
Yeah.
Like there's a difference between, a guy coming to your house or a girl coming to your house. But to then go and fuck a stranger from a bar, that's
crazy.
That's mad. And Ross.
And kudos to him, bro. Ross had sex with a girl that Chandler and Joey were both trying to clock.
Yeah.
They both loved this girl and then Ross just did it.
Yeah, he said, hold my drink. Two seconds.
Let me show you how to do this. We'll leave it up to the comments. Do you guys think, if you've watched Friends, do you think Rachel should have forgave Ross for his actions? You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to lie, it became an on-running joke the whole show.
Yeah.
So they must have asked Rachel once, hey, Rachel, this is like season 7, yeah? This is way past the line now. They asked Rachel, did it bother you when Ross was flirting with other girls? And he's like, no, it bothered me when he had sex with other girls. He's never going to live this down.
He's never living this down ever.
No,
do you reckon that would ever happen, like that type of storyline would ever happen in anime?
In anime? No, I don't really see, I don't watch, there's no actual animes I've watched where they show like sex scenes. Maybe Baki.
Hell's Paradise.
I've only watched the first season, but
it's a doc. No, it's different. It's like they have sex to combine their powers together, so they're synced. So that's how they have sex.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a bit different.
That's horrible. That's what episode?
Huh?
What episode?
What are you talking about?
It's just a theme throughout it.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I always ask you this question, about animes. Yeah. What makes a great anime in your opinion?
I think for me, this may sound childish, but I'm just being very true. It's storyline. Definitely first the storyline. The story has to grab me, right? And the fights. I think the fight scenes need to be amazing. But storyline, everything, like above everything else. For example, like I've watched animes that don't have fighting scenes, like Kuroko no Basuke. Yeah, I mean, that's a basketball anime. Because the storyline's so good and the people's abilities, and it's like very interesting in that aspect, I like that. And I just like how ruthless some people are in anime. And I like how the more creative you are with people's character development is very, very integral to how the story grows. And for example, this is why this, shout out to One Piece, for example, they sold over 600 million copies, which they passed Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon, everything you could possibly think of, 600 million copies. So this is why I say this is the greatest anime of all time. So just because of the fact that when I was 14 years old till now, bro, for 15 years, I've been watching One Piece and I'm not even close to being bored.
Mm.
Like, because there's so many characters, there's so many issues, you're thinking there's so many strong people. My man's got to deal with him, then he's got to deal with him, then everyone, like there's just so much going on. You're just like, I don't want to know how this is going to end. So yeah, I definitely say the storyline and the fights need to be really, really good.
Okay, that's true. Yeah, I also believe that one thing I love about anime is that even if there is a villain, there is a reason why this person is so demonic, why they're so like horrible, and you can also feel sorry for them, even though they're causing so much like hurt to people, but you can also understand that. I think anime has the best character developments I've ever seen in anything I've ever watched. Like seeing someone be, not strong, not having the willpower, odds against them, and them achieving so much for themselves, but also the people around them as well. Mm-hmm. And I think the whole aspect of loyalty, never giving up, that's one thing I absolutely love. Then I also agree with you, the fight scenes, the intricacies of it, like even if it's just like sword fighting or whatever it may be, the animation is so elite. And I think when you watch a good anime that has a good storyline, some heartfelt stuff, some lessons that you can learn, but also it gets straight to the point. That's for me, I'm locked in. But like, I can't wait. And I also feel like I like to bulk watch my animes. I don't really like watching an anime when it first comes up, because after the episode's done,
You're kind of like, oh.
I'm chasing the dragon, so to speak. Yeah. So I like to let my anime simmer for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, is there a new anime that you've been watching right now or a manga that you've been reading that you're like, the people need to watch?
Yes, there is. If you're a big manga reader, there's two specific mangas that I would say read. So the first one, most importantly, is called Nano Machine.
Mm.
Nano Machine.
Go on. Has the animation come out yet?
The manga's not animated, but it's colored. And it's very, very...
descriptive.
Description, like their facial expression. It's very easy to read. Very, very easy to read. It's not like black and white and jarring. Nano Machine is probably one of the, if not the best manga I've ever read. And it's still ongoing, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I finished 200 chapters within the space of like 2 weeks and a half.
Okay, cool.
So I was binge reading, like binge reading it, yeah. Like all...
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
My God, what a flipping manga. Oh my God. And how about this? It's based in like the Murim times. You know what Murim times is? It's like years ago, like I think in, I don't know if it was Japan or China, please forgive me. But it was like, it's very, it's like Chinese, like Asian medieval, basically. Mm. You know, like when there's like the patriarch and the sword emperor and all these kind of things, that time. It is just so, baby, shall I tell you how it starts?
No.
Okay. But are you actually ever going
to
read it?
I am. Okay. I just need time to read it.
So Nano Machine, I'm up to date. Yeah. And there's a second one, which I would say is on the same level, because maybe it's just because I've just finished reading it. This is what's interesting about it, yeah? Have you ever seen an anime or a manga or anything like that where the main character is the most evil person in the whole show?
So he's not...
he's not a good guy at all. At all. He's not... bro, he is the worst human being I've seen in any anime in my life.
No way.
Any anime. And he's the main character.
So you're following his darkness.
Okay, so let me just... I'm not going to tell you what happens in the first chapter. So I'm not going to tell you... I'm not going to ruin too much of the first chapter. No. But let me just tell you how it starts.
No. I don't want to know.
No, it's not ruining it.
Are you sure?
But the minute you open this thing, this is the first thing you see.
Okay.
This is the first thing you see. So it's not really ruining it.
Yeah.
So basically, my man's just walking. He lives with his granddad. Right? He's just carrying... and he lives like in a garden, sort of, right? Mm. Just him and his granddad. He just walk in. He comes back one day and he sees his granddad cut in half. Yeah? On the floor. So he's just like... raw, like who did this sort of, innit? Imagine his granddad's last words to him were like, please do not ever show anyone your true colors. Imagine your granddad.
Oh, wow.
Imagine someone saying to you, but the last words, please don't ever be yourself. And then his granddad, and then he literally, the granddad was like, yeah, granddad, I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
Literally. And then it just kicks off from there. And this guy, he's the biggest liar. But you know what makes it? You know what makes it everything? He's literally the definition of an evil genius.
Mm.
He's so, like, tactically, he's so smart. And his development throughout the whole thing, He's just a bad person, bro.
You gonna send that one to me as well?
It's called Miss Mike Mayhem.
Okay.
Miss Mike Mayhem. That's what the, I can't believe I said the name, but it's called Miss Mike Mayhem. Oh my God. Harry, please, could you just do me, well, I just read it so we can
I will.
So
okay.
Just next time
next time we're here, I'm gonna start reading.
Don't even read Nano yet, because this one, the Miss Mike Mayhem is only 109 chapters.
Okay.
So you can get through 50 chapters.
I'm gonna start reading it and then we'll discuss it.
Today.
Yeah, I will.
Today.
No. By next time we film,
I want you to be at least 20 chapters in.
Okay, perfect.
It's called Miss Mike Mayhem.
Okay,
best mangas I've ever read.
Apart from any mangas, what are you watching right now?
So, Jujutsu Kaisen came out.
Yeah.
And the anime for that. So, but the thing is, I'm up to date on the manga for it. Mm. So I already know what happens. But obviously, I think watching the anime is so much better as well.
Yeah.
But so I'm really enjoying that. I can't wait for Gojo to come out. Like, generally.
Just where are you, bro?
No, but do you know what it is, though, bro? If Gojo was there the whole time, this anime wouldn't
Satoru
be long.
Satoru Gojo.
It wouldn't be that long of an anime.
Yeah, so I hear you. I also like the fact that I've seen other characters develop as well.
Yeah.
So Fushiguro. What's his name again? What's the other guy? Who's the panda bear?
Panda.
Is he in Panda?
I think his name's Panda, yeah. I think it's
Senpai?
Panda.
Senpai? Senpai?
Panda Senpai.
Yeah, that's it. Panda, yeah, Panda. Yeah. I think he's such a heartwarming character.
He's good, man.
I love
that. I want to introduce it to my mom.
Okay. Well, I started watching a new anime called Sentenced to Be a Hero.
Sentenced to Be a Hero?
Yeah.
Carry on. I'm going to send you Miss My Mayhem now. I feel like you're going to forget about it.
No, I'm not. So, yeah. Obviously, was filming with Shits and Gigs the other day.
Yeah.
Sentenced to Be a Hero is basically, it's based on the heroes are actually the bad guys. So
it's like The Boys?
Yeah, no, as in like, being a hero is considered to be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's knights and then there's heroes.
Mm-hmm.
The first episode is an hour long. In anime, that's unheard of.
Is it good?
What? It is a madness.
Is it on Netflix?
No, Crunchyroll.
Okay, Sentenced to Be a Hero.
Sentenced to Be a Hero.
Is there a lot of fights?
My nigga.
Yeah.
From the first time you open up that anime, it's just fight. It's a good story, but it gives you a base for something to go on. I've also been told to watch Fire Force.
That's Deji. Bro, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Deji, this is a short message to Deji, Comedy Shorts Gaming. Yeah. I'm never listening to anything you recommend in life.
Did you watch it?
No, not Fire Force.
Oh.
Do you remember what his favorite movie was of all time?
I can't remember.
It's called Irreversible.
I heard it was a horrible film to watch.
Me and my missus watched it, yeah. So me and my missus on the couch, I told her, I was like, hey, Deji, I saw Deji today, told me to watch this film. He said it's his favorite movie, is number one of all time. And he said there's a really cool thing where you can watch the movie from start to end, or end to the start. You can watch it backwards and forwards at the same time. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, that's pretty cool, right? Let's give it a go. We watched it. You know when a movie is just dark, but that's it. It's just dark. I mean, I want to tell you what happens, but it's like, I'm not trying to get too explicit. I'm going to tell you when we're off camera.
Yeah.
I think this is the worst. First of all, I think it was filmed on an iPhone 3GS.
Okay,
on an iPhone 3GS.
Yeah.
But it's not a steady camera. It's literally just, generally, I think it's someone on their phone because the camera keeps moving throughout the whole time, right? It is the worst piece of production
you've ever seen.
I've ever seen.
And that's Deji's
favorite movie of all time.
Okay, fair.
And I'm going to tell you something after because I can't say it on camera right now. But it's too dark. I don't like that movie at all. So because of that, and he said Fire Force is his favorite anime.
Well, Fire Force, James and Fuad, they're the ones you're talking
about. See, them I'll listen to.
Yeah. They're the ones you're talking about Sentenced to the Hero as well.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm watching that and Gachi Akata as well.
Wow, you're really in your anime background.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That's a very good anime. It's about trash. It's about literally about how you use aura. Anyway, so yeah, those are the animes that I'm watching right now. Hell's Paradise. Wow.
I need to start season two, man.
What an anime.
Yeah, I need to go back to season two.
What, and the recent episode, masterpiece. An absolute masterpiece of an episode.
Is it?
So good.
I just want to see people fight. I like fights.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
They're fighting now. We need to go there and watch them.
Yeah. But can you put Wallahi, please, Harry? You know how you know.
All right, look, shake my hand. No.
Before I shake your hand, put your there we go. Listen, you know how everything you told me to watch in life, I've watched it and I always come flipping originals. You told me to watch originals,
and now
first day. How about this? I'm starting Vampire Diaries this week. Wallahi Blaham. If I'm alive and well,
yeah.
Jameel, Allahu Ya'lam. If I'm alive and well, by the time I get home today, I'm starting episode one.
Wow.
know what I mean? I need to know about Elena. What's her name, Elena?
Oh, Elena! Elena! No, we know Elena. Elena! Yeah, 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 yeah.
I like that one.
But yeah, please, okay. No, no.
I'm
shaking your hand. I'm physically... Today, if you send it to me right now, wallahi, when I get home tonight, inshallah. Hey.
Well, you lot are going to watch me send it to
you. Yeah, I'm going to start reading it tonight.
Watch Miss Mike Mayhem, because it's shorter.
Okay, perfect, got you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
No, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to go, ladies and gentlemen, once I send it to you.
Okay.
Give me a sec. Don't say a word to anyone. No. You know, I'd even watch, I genuinely think even Lara would enjoy it.
Who's that?
Lara, behind the camera. The girl that hates us.
Who's Lara?
Lara Montgomery, right there.
Oh, okay, yes.
Lara Montgomery.
If Lara's really real, she'll come on camera and sit here right now before we do that.
No, genuinely. How about if she done her outro for us? I think I'll buy her a car.
Nah, I think I'd buy her the petrol for the car. No, not going to happen? Okay.
No.
All right, well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I've been Harry Pinero. That has been Darkest Man.
Wait, hold on. I'm sending the manga right now.
Sending me the manga right now. But listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please like, comment, and subscribe. Also, give us 5 stars on Spotify as well. And we'll see you next week. Darkest is probably taking forever.
I sent it. Check your phone. Check it, see if you have it.
Let's double check. Yes. Yep.
You got it?
Yep.
Got it. This is how you read it. Look, for example, look how easy that is.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's amazing to
read. Yeah.
Amazing to read.
Yeah.
From chapter one.
Okay.
Sure, please.
I
genuinely, on an off-camera one, I'm begging you to read it.
Okay.
Thank you.
No worries.
Read it today.
All right, then. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been Harry Pinero. He's been Darkest.
I've been
man.
Darkest. And guys, if you know what I mean, if there's any other mangas you want me to read as well, leave it in the comments. I'll give it a read. Because I'm in my manga bag right now. I'm in my manga bag right now. Yeah.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.